Now we are at the last part of our workshop, the exercise. I think 1 hour is left. All right. And should I introduce it? Perhaps you, it's better, you should do it. Okay. One thing I wanted to say, oder, that, dass die dann auch ihre eigene Codierung machen kann. Ja?
Okay. So the exercise is to create your own new TIP5 element. Transcribe or copy the poem we worked on before into the body element you will see in your TIP5 element, and follow these steps that we've written here, that you see in the presentation. So enclose everything in a diff structure element, encode the structure of the poem using elements of the TEI, and encode some metadata in the TEI header. And if you're quick and interested in some special phenomena in the poem, for example on the linguistic annotation or rhyme scheme and so on, you can dive into the guidelines and see how your special interest is done there, and try it out in your document. So there on the next slide there are some hints where you can find the things you can mark up in the poem in the guidelines. And I think we should also start with the first item, which is opening the TIP5 document in the Oxygen editor, which is again go to the icon, to the new icon, and then not open a new document, but go to Framework Templates. And then you can find a directory or folder called TEI and choose the first item, all, and create it. So did this work for everyone? And now you can not only see the XML declaration as before, but also a processing instruction, which is that there is a schema attached to it, and it's the TEI all schema. And this means you can validate your document against the TEI guidelines. So if I put an element into this, which is called, for example, my element, you will see that you get an error, because my element isn't allowed according to the TEI schema. So, yeah.
Perhaps you can show the difference between waveform and validate.
Yeah, right.
So you can see this waveform, but not.
So, when you go here, you see that you've got the possibility to validate your document, and also to check it for well-formedness. If I check it for well-formedness, it says that my document is well-formed, because it's well-formed XML that I produced. But if I go to the validate icon and validate my document, I get an error, because it's not valid against the TEI schema.
Ja.
Genau, normalerweise kommt es. So, yeah. But if you go with your cursor or mouse over to the, yeah, then you get the documentation. Yeah, and also if you want to, so I'm deleting this, but also if you're in this title statement, for example, and you're not sure which element I can use, I'm just opening a bracket and it tells me which elements are possible in this, possible child elements to title statement. And here, for example, it's title.
What's also important, if you remember, in the title statement, in the guidelines, there could contain more elements than just the title. And sometimes you have to start with the title, and then you can use
other. Yeah, because the first element in a sequence always has to be title, and afterwards you can use other elements.
And so it's sometimes confusing, and I'm asking myself, why can I use it? It's in guidelines, but sometimes you have to first have this element.
Yeah, because. So and now that I've put a title into it, I see that there are other elements possible. For example, author, or editor, and so on. And the next point would be to copy the text of the poem into the body element. So you can see it here. So the text element includes the body element. And now we would ask you to delete this and copy the text of the poem into the body element and start encoding the poem. Yeah, and here on the next slide there are some hints where you can find the respective elements and attributes.
These are just the structures we have suggested, but if you're finished, feel free to encode what you are in. But of course, it has to be from the TI.